Vernon Adams Jr. and the BC Lions will get one last shot at the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. BC advanced to a West Division final showdown against Winnipeg with a 41-30 home win Saturday over the Calgary Stampeders. Adams, the CFL's leading passer this season, was a one-man show, throwing for 413 yards and two touchdowns while running for three more. Also on Saturday, Montreal punched its ticket to the East Division final with a 27-12 home semifinal win over the Hamilton Tigercats. The Alouettes will visit the Toronto Argonauts, who not only had a 9-0 home record, one came in Halifax, but were 10-0 versus conference rivals. The division winners will meet in the Grey Cup game November 19 at Hamilton's Tim Hortons Field. Winnipeg captured the season series with BC 2-1, thanks to a 34-26 overtime victory at BC Place Stadium on October 6. Quarterback Zach Caleros threw for 389 yards and two TDs while CFL rushing leader Brady Oliveira ran 11 times for 67 yards and a touchdown. Winnipeg had 493 net offensive yards, including 127 yards rushing, while its defense also recorded 6 sacks. Adams had 352 passing yards and a touchdown, but BC ran for just 48 yards. The Lions earned a 30-6 win at IG Field on June 22, Winnipeg's lone home defeat this season. Adams had two TD passes while Canadian Matthew Betts, the West Division's outstanding defensive player, registered three of BC's 7 sacks. Betts finished with 18 sacks, the most in a season ever by a Canadian. Winnipeg, 14-4, finished atop the West Division for a third straight year and ended the regular season with 4 consecutive wins. BC, 12-6, was second with an 8-4 record within the division and 6-3 road mark. Winnipeg defeated BC 28-20 in last year's West Division final before losing 24-23 in the Grey Cup game. Saturday's matchup will feature two high-powered offenses anchored by veteran quarterbacks. Adams threw for 4,769 yards with Calero second at 4,263. The Bombers' star was tops in TD strikes, 33, two ahead of Adams. Oliveira, the West Division's outstanding player, ran for a CFL-high 1,534 yards, 5.9 yard average, and 9 touchdowns to anchor the league's top ground attack, 139.1 yards per game. He also had 38 catches for 482 yards and 4 touchdowns. Taquan Mizell was BC's leading rusher, 773 yards, 4.9 yard average in 14 games, but the Lions were last in the CFL, 77.3 yards per game. Adams and company will face a Bombers defense that finished first in fewest offensive points allowed, 18.2, offensive TDs, 27, net offensive yards, 298.8, passing yards allowed, 229.4, and passing TDs, 12. The East Division final will also be a rematch in Toronto, which defeated Montreal 34-27 last year. The Argos, 16-2, won all 23 meetings with the second-place Alouettes, 11-7. Toronto won 39-10 on September 9 in the only meeting at BMO Field. It was much tighter the following week when the Argos clinched first in the East Division with a 23-20 road victory. But Montreal has won 6 straight and didn't allow a touchdown against Hamilton. Toronto ended its regular season with 4 consecutive wins. Chad Kelly enjoyed a record-setting 23 campaign, his first as Toronto's starter. He won 15 of 16 starts in guiding the Argos to a franchise-best 16-2 record, which also tied the single-season league mark for wins. Kelly's 93.8 win percentage was the best ever by a player with at least 14 starts. Kelly was named the East Division's outstanding player after completing 270 of 394 passes, 68.5%, for 4,244 yards with 19 TDs and 15 interceptions while running for 248 yards and 8 TDs, tied for second most in the CFL, on 40 carries, 6.2 yard average. Against Montreal, Kelly completed 63 of 88 passes, 71.6%, for 902 yards with 4 TDs and an interception. Toronto's offensive line has not only afforded Kelly time, allowing a CFL-low 19 sacks, but also helped pave the way for running back A.J. Ouellette, 1,009 rushing yards, 5.7-yard average. Montreal's Cody Fajardo has completed 77 of 100 passes for 791 yards with 5 TDs and 3 interceptions versus Toronto. Fajardo was also the CFL's most accurate starter, 71.6%, while rushing 57 times for 341 yards, 6-yard average, and 3 touchdowns. His mobility could be pivotal as Toronto's defense recorded a CFL-high 68 sacks. Montreal's offense allowed 61 this season, second most. Kelly will make his first playoff start Saturday but is 3-1 versus Montreal. Fajardo is 2-2 as a playoff starter and 3-4 against the Argos. Toronto's defense also led the CFL in turnovers forced, 54, interceptions, 27, and was tied for tops in fumble recoveries, 15, with Hamilton. The Argos were ranked 8th against the pass, 297.9 yards, and tied for most TD strikes allowed, 31 with Saskatchewan. However, Toronto allowed the second fewest offensive points, 20.7 per game. Montreal's defense was the CFL's best against the pass, 239.1 yards, and third in fewest offensive points, 21.1. In a close game, special teams could be crucial and Toronto's were very good this year. Kicker Boris Bede made 37 of 39 field goals, CFL best 94.9%, and 53 of 57 converts, 93%, while Javon Leak led the league in punt returns, 81 for 1,216 yards, and return touchdowns, 4. Montreal kicker David Cote made 39 of 52 field goals, 75%, and 30 of 31 converts. Former Argo Chandler Worthy, 56 punt returns for 544 yards, TD, 48 kickoff returns for 1,136, is the primary returner but James Letcher Jr., 23 punt returns for 392 yards, TD, is also dangerous. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 5, 2023. Dan Ralph, The Canadian Press.